As we traveled through time, we crossed over into the twinkling of an eye and met the saints who had died, but they are now seen alive, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. It's only here and now, the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now, we've overcome death and we proclaim the fine linen clean and white is glorified Christ the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now, the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now, we've overcome death and we proclaim the fine linen clean and white is clothed Christ the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. There is no tomorrows or yesterdays, nor the former things come to mind, as Christ the wife of the Lamb at this last trumpet sound is glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. It's only here and now, the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now, we've overcome death and we proclaim the fine linen clean and white is clothed Christ the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. As we traveled through time, we crossed over into the twinkling of an eye and met the saints who had died, but they are now seen alive, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. It's only here and now, the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now, we've overcome death and we proclaim the fine linen clean and white is clothed Christ the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. There is no tomorrows or yesterdays, nor the former things come to mind, as Christ the wife of the Lamb at this last trumpet sound is glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Amen. It's only here and now, the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now, we've overcome death and we proclaim the fine linen clean and white is clothed Christ the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now, the twinkling of an eye is taking place. It's only here and now, we've overcome death and we proclaim the fine linen clean and white is clothed Christ the wife glorified, and it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Oh, it's only here and now, only here and now, No tomorrows or yesterdays, but it's only here and now magnified in this twinkling of an eye. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob Jean. Amen. Very good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Well, when you say glory to God, you can't say it too much. Amen. Glory, all glory and honor belongs to Him. Amen. He's the one that deserves all the glory. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord this morning. Amen. And glad to be here and minister the word and be blessed to the Lord. And hopefully that we'll say something to bless you. And I'm sure we will. The wife of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Because the message now that we're ministering on is for the wife of the Lamb. Amen, to get what she needs. And this message is that water that flows forth. Amen, all nations can come and drink it, but can't become the wife, see. The wife is a special group. And that's what I want to speak on this morning. The mystery is, we'll just call great mysteries concerning the Lamb's wife. Great mysteries concerning the Lamb's wife. And we, since we're not just going to talk about one particular thing of it, we call it the great mysteries concerning the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll read verse 30 through 33. Amen. That'll be the ones. Amen. So let's bow our head and pray before we read the word. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today for your goodness and your great grace that you put upon your wife and for all the good things you're doing and for the blessings that you bestowed on us without numbers. And we just thank you, Lord, that you always know what we need and you always supply the need. And that we thank you and that we trust you for. Amen. So we pray this morning that you'll bless us as we speak on your word and that you will just give us the holy unction that we need to bring forth the word just as you have ordained, not to try to say every word just exactly right, but just to bring the thought as you would have it to be brought. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me wet my vocal cords before we start here. Amen. Now notice that the great mysteries, you can put, they are just great mysteries concerning the Lamb's wife. Now, we're not talking about mysteries concerning the virgin. Now, Paul, he did that. And God gave him all those things that would relate therein as it pertaineth to the virgin and what was needed. And then as the church fell away, then he gave all that would be needed, the word to get them through the church ages and get us up to this day that we're living in, and now we've come through the day of Ephesians 4, 13 through 16. We've come in through that, and we've entered into that little time period, or I don't know if it's long enough to call it a time period or not, the moment and the twinkling of an eye. And yeah, and that fact is we've been coming through it for a while, even before God revealed it and made it known to us exactly where we were at. We knew something was going on, time was moving on, and it was time for us to move on. And that is one spirit that God gives the wife of the Lamb, is the spirit to move on with the word. Otherwise, we would be just staying around with what was for the virgin. And this message that we're ministering on, it has its roots way back years ago. We preached a message about foolish preachers trying to perform the wedding with a ceremony for the espousal, see?
Confused preachers.
And that is a normal thing if you're not in the true vein of what God's doing. Because Paul brought many things that was for Christianity out here as a whole, especially after the church fell away. But he brought certain mysteries that was specifically concerning the virgin. Amen. And the espousal. And, of course, that's where he introduced certain things that we have been bringing in, where he took the rib, we'd say, spiritual rib, and began to form a virgin there to become the wife of the Lamb. Began to form a people, and it was like this. It was neither Jew nor Gentile. He said a new creation. And so that is misunderstood by some, that how could he create a people? Well, that's exactly what he did. He created the people that was neither Jew nor Gentile. And we see the very roots of it there in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, chapter 15, where that Paul had a congregation he was preaching to, and it was both Jew and Gentile, but what he was creating was a people that was neither Jew nor Gentile. Therefore, he brought in there and preached that the Gentiles that was converted and the Jews that was converted, that become part of that virgin, they were all the same, and the Jews that was part of this didn't even have to keep the law and have their children circumcised. And that's why the great story that we brought in many times in the past, how there was two preachers came down from Judea and began to preach to Paul's church. Paul was gracious enough to ask them to minister. And when he did, they began to preach, except you be circumcised and keep the law, you cannot be saved. Well, they were not only saved, but they were the virgin. They'd already passed the stage of just being saved. Amen. And so Paul, he got somewhat upset. After much disputing, they went to Jerusalem to see the apostles about the matter. So the conclusion was that the Gentiles didn't have to be circumcised. And Peter made a statement that I like. I believe it was Peter. Says, neither we nor our fathers. Was that Peter or was it James? One or the other of the apostles said couldn't keep the law. And I believe it was Peter said, we couldn't keep the law. So why would we put a yoke upon these Gentiles, this group of people, that neither we nor our fathers could bear? So that was it. So it was a new group, a new creation, and it was outside of the realm of Jewish Christianity which existed in that day. From the day of Pentecost, there were the religion where they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they formed the Jewish church, many of them. And Paul tried to preach to them, bless his heart. He was very zealous. He wanted to get something going. God has called him, so he started with the Jews, first to the Jews, you know. But we find in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, that he was causing such a disturbance among them that they sent him away. And when they sent him away, when they sent Paul away, then the church had rest, and they grew and multiplied in the Holy Ghost. See, in the Holy Ghost. So it was definitely God's plan, God's will, and God blessed them in the Holy Ghost. And then that's when Paul began to preach to both Jew and Gentile. And that's where creation started taking place. But prior to this, he was struck down. And a big light about brighter than the noonday sun. It burnt crust over his eyes. Amen. They didn't have, I guess, in that day, couldn't take the crust off, so God just let the crust fall off. Amen. When he went down into a certain city there, and the minister there that was a servant of God was praying and says, God appeared to him and said, I want you to go over and pray for this man over here, Saul. And, of course, that's where he kind of argued with the Lord just a bit there, because he said, now I've heard about that man. Says he's come down here to persecute us, haul us to prison, and all those things. And so he didn't want to go, but God said, but behold, he prayeth. He's at a certain house, and do this, go do that. And he went and prayed for him, and the scales fell from his eyes. And he received the Holy Ghost there and baptized. And then the Spirit of the Lord led him down into Arabia. This is Ephesians chapter 1. And he stayed for 3 long years there studying this new thing that God had done for him. And when he came out, that's when he began this creating program. Amen. Taking Jew and Gentile and making one body. And that was the virgin. Amen. Now that's important there. They were a number of people, but yet the total number was the virgin. I espouse you as a chaste virgin, that I may present you as to one husband, see. And it was a group of people. And so we're not going to tarry with that part there, because we could sometimes when you start going through the story like that, you're tempted to go through. But we've been through the ages and so on. And so we're going to go from there down here to the age or the time to this moment and twinkling an eye, basically, what we want to deal with today. That's where there's a few left that hadn't gone by the way of the grave and all. And that's why he says, we which are alive and remain, they will be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye. And that we which are alive and remain signifies a small element of people that's the wife of the Lamb that's still living. Amen. That he will absolutely do what he's doing within us, changing us into glorification. Amen. And so therefore this is a message of glorified flesh and bones. See? Yeah. Hallelujah. But there was many mysteries that Paul laid in. But then he told about a mystery. And this mystery would bring us all the way up to this age. And this was a mystery of marriage. Hallelujah. And there's many things that goes into this. That's why we say great mysteries. And we find that before we even get into the great mysteries of marriage, we get into the message of Christ coming into Jesus, and that Christ had within him the male and female attributes. Hallelujah. And the male attributes was exhibited through the Lord Jesus Christ with the female attributes from time to time that was in him. Say, wait a minute, here I am, this is the way this ought to be. And the Lord Jesus Christ being obedient, listen, such as we've gone over it before, where that the woman with a child that was vexed with an evil spirit. And this woman, she went to him, Lord, I need your help here. And I've got my child over here. And Jesus said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give the dogs, showing he was a Jew in his physical makeup, see. Amen. And that the Jewish attributes came right out there. But then the woman said, I know that the children, bread belong to the children, but the children desire the crumbs that fall from the table. And or dogs, you know. The dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the table. And when she got through talking, Jesus said, I haven't found this much faith in Israel. Go thy way, thy child be healed. And it took place, showing there that from time to time that feminine attribute that was in him sprang forth and made say, I'm here. And it came forth. Well, this feminine attribute does not take preeminence in the earthly ministry of Jesus. It was the masculine attribute. And he operated through the gift of the Holy Ghost, see, which was a gift. But then we come down to the time when the Lord himself come to earth. And that would be Revelation 10, of course. And there he brought those feminine attributes to a body of people that was living on earth. Amen. That is living on earth. And it began to form not the virgin, but there was a marriage that took place right there, see. And we've got a message on marriage by proxy, you know. And that message there shows that although the physical Lord Jesus Christ didn't come to earth, that male part and along with the feminine part, amen, came because it talks there he and gives the signs of the Lord Jesus Christ, yet the Lord Jesus Christ is still in heaven on the throne, see. Hallelujah. And that was a marriage that took place, and those masculine and feminine attributes, they separated there to the point that there was a body of people in the earth that become the wife of the Lamb, married to the Lord Jesus Christ by a proxy marriage. Hallelujah. That when we go up in the rapture soon, then we'll meet our husband, our bridegroom, our king, our Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you what a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. Amen. When I look upon his face, not only the one that saved me by his grace, but one that made me part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. So I preached the message a few weeks back that some raised eyebrows when they heard it, see? Amen. About we're not trying to be so much like Jesus, because Jesus had the masculine, feminine. He's the Lord of glory. And the wife can never be the Lord of glory. The wife can never be Jesus. Amen. I brought it in there how we're not trying to be so much like Jesus, but we are being the wife of the Lamb. Amen. I said, I believe other week we're trying to be like the wife of the Lamb. No, we're being the wife of the Lamb. Not just like the wife of the Lamb, because someone else looking on outside might use that, like John did when he wrote in Revelation 19, and he says, she has made herself ready, that she pointing to another group. Amen. And she's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. She's the wife of the Lamb, see? Hallelujah. And that she that is the wife of the Lamb is we that are the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And we are a many-membered body. And the word says, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. So it's not just one person as a wife. It's a group of people. Now, we could look it back in the Old Testament here, and there was a time David had a handful of wives. He was part of that king. Every after that, the king sat on the throne there, and many things was in David. But what was in David was like this. He said, they gave me vinegar to drink, and they pierced me, and so on. He went over the things that related to the crucifixion. Right. Amen. But then here come Solomon after David, and lo and behold, he had about 750 wives and 350 concubines. I don't know how he ever kept up with them all, but amen. But that was kind of the type, a physical type that points to the thing that the Lord Jesus Christ has done in this hour. There's a many-membered body, and altogether that many-membered body is his wine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the feminine attributes are flowing forth through her. Glory to God. So we're not like Jesus. We're like we are.
Amen.
The wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. That's a great mystery there. And Jesus is our King. He's our Lord. But most of all, maybe not most of all. I don't know how to put the priorities here on that. But he's our husband. And that's what makes it personal. And there is no other group of people in the earth that is chosen this except we, the wife of the Lamb, see. And we were part of him before the foundation of the world. Therefore, when God created Adam and Eve, you know, he said, create he them. Amen. And male and female created he him. Well, that them part, we get that God laid it in the word so clear that you couldn't even close your eyes and miss it, hardly. Where he took Adam, he made create Adam first, but then later on, when it came time for Adam to have a wife, a helpmeet, he put Adam asleep and took from his very own, Adam's very own flesh and bone. He took that flesh and bone, amen, and created Eve, showing that we're made from the same word that the Lord Jesus Christ made from.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he took that them, the other part of that them, which was the feminine part, and put it into Eve, and there was Eve. And I said something, and someone commented on it, I said that about Adam would have been very, very, very disappointed when God created him a partner, or not the, just a partner, a helpmeet, and created him a wife. If he had been just like Adam, Adam would have been so disappointed he'd probably bowed his head and cried. Amen. But no, he created a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady. Amen. And that beautiful lady was Eve. And he was so happy that he couldn't contain himself. Amen. Amen. God knows how to do things, doesn't he? Amen. He called her name Eve. Amen. And so those are the things that this types out exactly, but there's great mystery. Paul answered many mysteries that we were with him before the foundation of the world. Our name were in the book before the foundation of the world. And a favorite scripture we use a lot of time in Romans 8 chapter, where it says there about all things work together for good, you know, and so on. And then he tells us that those that he's called, those that he predestinated, he called. And those that he called, he glorified. Amen. And sanctified. Amen. And he began to bring in some of these things. And there's some call to what Paul termed a high calling. And that high calling was to be the virgin headed for the time when he would become the wife of the part of the wife of the Lamb. And we have come right into that high calling, and we don't expect anything less. We accept it, and the wife of the Lamb has that high calling. There's no calling higher for mankind than to be the wife of the Lamb, see. And John spoke of her, and he said she's clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of God. And then when we examine God's program and how the program spread out from the wife, amen, we find every other saint of God, and I'm using the word saint because that's what they are.
Right.
Amen. It's the wife she's so chosen as part of him. But there's others that is born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, has the Spirit of Christ, and we preached that message once upon the time I mentioned it, I believe, on last week's message, about are you the wife of the Lamb or just partakers of Christ? Amen. You can be partakers, but not be the wife. We're everyone that's born again is partakers of Christ. But only those that were with him, those that are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, they are the wife of the Lamb. And that they is not just they, it's we. Amen, amen. I'm about to get happy here. Amen. So there's some mysteries laid in there. Now, the mystery of the two parts of that them, the masculine and feminine part, those are mysteries that weren't even revealed in Paul's day. They were saved for this little time period that's called a moment in the twinkling of an eye. The last thing that God's doing, and we're right down here at the end of the closing hour, and that's the going up of the wife. Not the virgin, not the church, but the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. When I say not the church, I'm relating to the term that church is used today. Now, church meant call out people, you know. So in that sense, we would be that. But when you apply it to what they call out here, these church building denominations and all that, then we're not the church, we're the wife. Amen. And we have to differentiate that. So, praise God. I'd better read my scripture because I done got started here, and I'm just going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So those are the good things of God. My scripture is still Ephesians 5. We'll start verse 30. For we are, everybody say we. Amen. It's not somebody else. We're not saying there is a wife of the Lamb, or the wife of the Lamb is this, or the wife of the Lamb is that, or anything of that nature. The wife of the Lamb's clothing finally, but we are. Amen. See, we for we are members of the body of, we're members of his body, of his flesh. Of his flesh. Now that flesh, it's a word. That word, that's a creative word. Hallelujah. And let me go ahead and get flesh and bone, see. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. You know, Baba, she wrote a little song about it, which is real good. Touch me. When Jesus appeared, you know, after his resurrection, the people said, this is a spirit, because the door being shut. And they were sitting there discussing. Two disciples came and said, he's raised from the dead. We met him. He talked to us. And he's real, you know. And some of them thought they were telling riddle. Even one of them said, oh, them women over there at the tomb, they claim to have a vision or something, and an angel come or a vision. And they said, he's risen from the dead. You know, so, but you know, we can't depend on that. But these two disciples, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, their word be established. These two disciples that was met him on the way to Emmaus, I believe it was, and they said, yes, he's real. We've met him. We talked to him, and he's just as real as he can be. And some of them thought it was a fairy tale. Especially Thomas, you know, he was kind of doubtful, but thank God for Thomas. According to my understanding of history, reading history of what happened there, he went into India and he really preached the gospel and were put to death for the gospel. So Thomas, his faith was very strong. When once he just needed a little something to spark that faith. And sometimes we need a little something to spark that faith, and the Lord always gracious to give it. So Jesus was there, and they said, it's the spirit. And, you know, this is not real. This is a spirit, or this is a vision. Well, who? What is this? Because no one came in at the door. The door's closed. How did you get here? It had to be, this is just a spirit. And Jesus, he says, do a spirit have flesh and bone? He said, touch me and handle me. He said, it is I. Glory be to God. So that little song Bob wrote really Now, it is I. Touch me and handle me. Hallelujah. So those are things that took place there. And then he said, have you anything to eat? And that was enough to finish it off, see. Amen. And they gave him some fish and honey. And Thomas, he still had just a little doubt. So he formed him by act of God, let his sides be where the spear went, and so on his hands. And Thomas saw, and he said, now I believe, you know. Amen. Now, Jesus don't walk around with his hole in his side where the spear went, or scars in his hand. Amen. He's glorified and he's perfect. But he just, for Thomas's sake, isn't it great that just for one member, and that was members, of course, of the Jewish 12 there, for that one member, he changed himself and did that. Amen. You say, can God do that? Why, sure he can. Amen. Just like the brother up in West Virginia there, that I was preaching a message, and I was preaching about the wonderful things of God. What did I entitle that message? You remember where Jerry was there about the wonderful counsel?
Can you recognize
the wonderful counsel and the excellent working of God?
Yeah,
amen. And so it had to do with the sowing of the wheat, showing how there's a certain area that they smoothed it off and planted tender there, which was called Fitches, I believe. Amen. And so when I got through preaching that, he said he got and testified, and it may be on tape. I don't know if it's on tape or not. He got and testified and says, you know, I've been in churches for 62 years, been a preacher out all my life. Yeah. And he says, I saw something tonight I've never saw before. I thought, praise God, he sees the word. And he said, I saw Brother Howard just transformed right before me here. Amen. As the Spirit of God came down, he preached the word. Amen. I'll tell you, see, he's able to do that. That's what he did with Thomas. He just transformed himself to be what Thomas. He knew what it took to convince Thomas, and he gave him that because he knew what Thomas was going to do. He knew he was going to stand for the word. He knew he was going to give his life for this. Praise the Lord. So those are the things that in the wife of the Lamb, the glorified flesh and bone, see. Amen. And those that have come forth. And here's one of the mysteries. And remember the title, Great Mysteries Concerning the Wife of the Lamb. Now, the wife of the Lamb, this special group, the Lord comes to earth, amen, and bring those spirits, those souls, those spiritual bodies with him. And I remember coming, I preached that message. He brings them to earth for the rapture.
Right.
Someone, the question was, well, why, if they were already there, why would he bring them down to earth and then take them back to earth? Well, he had something to do. That was a message they need to hear because they were just only engaged under the message they heard, see? Hallelujah. And they had to hear a message of glorified flesh and bone that they wouldn't be just spirits. Glory to God, they would be glorified people. There's a difference in glorified people and those that are just spiritual, have a spiritual body.
Right. Amen.
Barbara and I were bringing a man home from a certain place, and the man said, you know, I've got so many ailments about me, I'll be glad when I just go on and get my spiritual body. Elderly man, like. Well, he wasn't as old as I am, but you would think he's probably twice as old as I am. Amen. But he was saying, I got this wrong with me, I got that wrong with me. I just be glad when I can go on and become that spirit. Well, we not wanting to go on and become a spirit. Amen. We want that glorified flesh and bone, have a a glorified spiritual body, amen, in the sense of flesh and bone, not just the spirit, see? Amen. That's the, we call that the glorified flesh and bone, see? And that's what Jesus was when he came forth. Now, as a spirit, he went down into hell and preached to the spirits in prison and all that. But when he came by Zoom, right by that tomb, and picked that body up, and it was glorified. Hallelujah, as that spirit came in. And then he was a glorified flesh and bone, see? Glory to God. So he brought those back to earth to take on and to hear a message. That's why we said, and brother called me, I think I told you this on another message, but he was talking about the ones that has come before us, like Brother Brown and Brother Jackson, different ones, and all. I said, yeah, they have wonderful message. I said, they agree with me 100% because they're right here with us hearing what's being said. There was a silence on the phone, and the call was, do you mind if I come and be with you in service? Amen. And I told him, no, come right on. And then I said that, a long silence, and he got ready to go real quick, and I ain't heard from him since. Amen. Well, the thing is, I know it's astounding. It's, what would you say? It's radical. Amen. To say that though he brought those saints, but there's word for it. Amen. So God sent them with him.
Amen.
Amen. Back to this earth. And he goes right on verses below that and tells about glorification being changed and so on. Amen. And it just all fits right together. But it's a great mystery that's been hid there. Hallelujah. God didn't leave them in heaven as virgins. No, they had their day and they went by the grave. But here come God bringing those spiritual bodies back.
Amen.
Paul referred to them as houses reserved in the heavens. See, we have a house that's reserved in heaven, he said. Hallelujah. Well, they brought back to earth. Now they're not in heaven. They are here with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they are right here hearing the same thing that we're hearing. That's the reason we preach the gospel in the Spirit of the Lord. We don't try to write down ahead of time certain things we'll say and certain things. And I know certain preachers have notebooks full of sermon. And they'll, as they talk or preach, I call it talk. I don't think it's preaching much. They'll turn their pages. And read what they got wrote down. Well, what if God wants to give some anointing and say, throw that thing in the trash can and preach the word, see? Amen. He said, I got 5 notebooks here, big note, and they're all full of sermons. So when I go to a church, I look around and I try to see what would fit that congregation real good, and I'll pick that sermon out to preach to. Amen. Well, they ain't preaching. He not preaching to them. He's talking to them, and he's just telling them something that he has formulated maybe years back, see? But this is every day, one day at a time, see? Hey, man, you can't take this gospel and preach last year's gospel won't fit this year. Many times it has to completely keep on being updated, because there's mysteries being revealed constantly. And if you were in this 10 years ago and hadn't heard any of these messages and all, well, you're really going to have to jump right up to this, see? Because 10 years ago, we didn't have the two parts of that them. We didn't have the masculine and feminine part of Christ and all these things and how that feminine part came and the married by proxy. See, married by proxy, married, but yet the Lord Jesus Christ didn't come as a physical glorified person. Amen. Just the Spirit of Christ came, and that did the work. Glory to God, and made him the husband, and we, the many-membered body, is the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah, and let us rejoice, crowned with the glory of God, not carrying a cross, but wearing a crown.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not casting our crown at his feet, Amen. But as his wife, we're proudly wearing the crown that he gave for us, bearing witness, hallelujah, that Christ is in the earth and that Christ is a wife of God's only begotten Son. And that's the feminine part of the Christ, see. Amen. So here we are today. The mysteries are being cleared. So we got that on the on here, on the bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and members of his body, which shows it's not just one person, it's many members. And then verse 31 says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. But here's my text verse that we would call, this is a great mystery. Oh, isn't it a great mystery? It's so great that people, they'll say, and again, I'll repeat this, I've said it before. Sometimes I enjoy, especially my own kindreds, you know, and people that knew me all along that call me Junior, they'll say, I enjoy Junior's preaching, but said he says things I just can't put them together. I can't understand. Well, they could if they was for him, and it would be just perfectly straight. They would understand it. They would rejoice. Why? Because they were there when God formulated this message, back before the foundation of the world. The spirits. Amen, amen. So we're part of that word, and so we rejoice with him just the same as the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I brought it in there about St. John 17, where Jesus telling them about them being glorified and how they was with him. Well, that was that group, and they were, and thank God they were. But then we come to Ephesians chapter 1. There's a special group he's talking about. Right. Amen. And he said, the gospel of, I'm preaching the gospel of your, Y-O-U-R. he said, I'm preaching the gospel of your salvation. Amen. There's other people preaching salvation that would fit to a certain people, but this gospel will only preach fit the wife of the Lamb, and when she hears it, she knows it. Amen. Because it's in her. It's part of her. That's what's glorifying her as we walk down this road here in this world. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're walking with us, those that are that he brought back with him. Hallelujah. Somebody says, you're talking about talking to the dead. No, they ain't dead. Amen. Hallelujah. They ain't never been dead, and they won't never be dead. Amen. Amen. They're alive and well because they're part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they're doing just fine. Hallelujah. So don't worry about them. We just keep walking on this. And then as God sees fit, he says, together. Amen. Together we're going to be called up to meet our husband. Hallelujah. For a jubilee, for about the time, the tribulation going on down here and the 70th week of Daniel and those things. And then we're going to come back and set up here on earth. And he's going to be the king of all the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what was said, I believe, in Isaiah, I believe it is. I read it sometime back. Well, of course, quite a few times. Amen. It says, this governmental systems of the world, and if you can't see it, I don't know what's wrong with you, shall be overturned, 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 until he comes whose right it is to rule. And we know whose right it is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'll bring his wife. She'll be right here with him. Amen. And this is going to be a different government altogether. Amen. I know it's over in England. They got a lady to lead the nation there. And I believe 44 days. She's there 44 days and everything going wrong, coming apart. She just couldn't get things put together, and nobody else did. The one before her, they got rid of because he couldn't get things put together right. Amen. Now he's coming. I think he's coming back to see if he can get back in. Amen. But overturned, see? And look at our own nation, how It's being shaken from the foundation all the way through. But there is a kingdom, the word says. There is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that's the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And just think, we are the wife of the Lamb, and we cannot be shaken, because we are clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of God. And we're past the time of backsliding, going back and doing those things. I came up somewhat in the Pentecostal realm. We had so many backsliding. You had to have an altar service about every week to get them reconverted. Amen. Amen. And one man come, said, Brother Howard, he says, I guess I've been born again 13 times. I don't know why he used the word 13, but I guess that was just a number. It came to his mind right then. I've been born again, I guess, 13 times, but he's still good. Well, he ain't been born 13 times, born again. If he's ever been born again, and he's not with us anymore anyway, he's already gone to his reward, whatever that reward will be and is. But he says, I've been born again 13 times. You can only be born again one time. Now, you can have slips and slip up, but one in the Bible said, though I fall, what did he say, seven times, I'll get up, see. The Lord will raise me up. Hallelujah. So the wife's not falling and stumbling, and I'm not saying the wife don't make mistakes along the way, have misjudged certain things and so on. That's in the human realm, and that's all right, see. Even Jesus at times, and the Bible says one place there, says, being weary, he went out and tarried all night in prayer. Hallelujah. But when he came out of the wilderness there, glory to God, he had got renewed, got supercharged. Hallelujah. Amen. Fed 5,000. Amen. With a few fish and did many things, walked on the water. And then one time he got in the boat. This is in the book of St. John. Got in the boat with the disciples that was rowing against contrary waves. The way they wanted to go, the waves would come and keep pushing them the wrong way. Hallelujah. And they labored all night trying to get there. Well, Jesus stepped on the boat, and the Bible says immediately they were on the other shore. Hallelujah. When Jesus gets on, Jesus come aboard like he has come aboard with a wife of the Lamb. Amen. It don't take all day to do something. Immediately they were there doing just what they were meant to do. Hallelujah. So here's a great mystery. This is a great mystery, says, talk about marriage. Verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the wife. It says church here. You can say church or wife, but actually in this hour, it sounds better wife, because he's speaking to this specific call-out group that's called out from everything else, and they're neither Jew nor Gentile. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Brown, the angel of the Lord told Brother Brown that when he was in Egypt fixing to go to Israel to show the sign, call them up and so on. And Brother Brown said, the Spirit of the Lord said, stay out of there. He thought, just imagine that, went out behind the hangar, prayed, and said, the Lord said, stay out of Israel. It's not time. Amen. It's not time for them as a nation. There's two prophets come there. But there's a wife of the Lamb that is neither Jew nor Gentile. That's not part of that in the sense of they're Jews, but once they accept this, amen, they're neither Jew nor Gentile. They're the wife. Amen. And why would you want to be a Jew? Why would you want to be a Gentile? Why would? Yeah, when you can be a wife. Hallelujah. So that's the story of that. But it's a great mystery. And this was not revealed in other days, in other times, and all that. And many people read the word that relates to Israel, but basically they're reading as it relates to Israel as a nation. We're not talking about something that relates to Israel as a nation. We're talking about something that relates to the wife of the Lamb when they accept that they are neither Jew nor Gentile, their wife. Amen. Hallelujah. And immediately there's a why. Because that's this message that has, they come into it. It's already here. And when they come in, they just become a member of the whole, see. Hallelujah. They don't have to grow up from a little child and become this. Just like one man said, he said, if somebody get born again and says if they have an automobile accident or something like that, and it's not very long, and they hadn't had time to go through the cycle of growing up, said they can't be the wife. Uh-huh. It's because the wife is matured. Yeah, the bride, it was at the time he was saying, they didn't talk about wife, they talked about bride. Well, the point is, when one come into this, the body as a whole don't change. They just become whatever the body is at that moment, and we're at the moment in the twinkling of an eye, ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No time to go through all these things. Amen. And all like that. There's people been through it. There's a message coming to you right now that has been through there. Oh, many, many years. A man is over this week. Said, how long have you been preaching, Brother Howe? I said, really, I can't remember. It's been so long when I started. Just a little boy starting out, you know, and didn't know nothing much. But I don't like to get too much on that story because it looked like you're putting something on yourself. I want to put, give all the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love and glorify him every day. Amen. Praise God, because he's new every morning. He gives us something new every day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, I like gravy. But you know, if you warm gravy over, you might warm it over one, two times and it'd be all right. But if you leave it sitting there overnight or try to eat it the next day, that gravy, it just don't have the punch, see. Amen. It becomes something that is hard to eat, see. But gravy, a fresh-made gravy and good biscuits, oh, my, and a little sausage or bacon or something, that's dangerous to put around me. It's a danger to me. Glory to God, because I really love it. But don't let it sit there 2 or 3 days and say, here, we got some gravy in, we got some bacon, we got some biscuits, and the biscuits stale, and then the bacon is all turned into grease, look like, and the gravy, it just don't work. You have to skim the top off of it or dip it off, and that's not what we want. So God give us something fresh every day. It's a fresh meal, hallelujah, hallelujah, freshly cooked, not warmed over, left over. Here a while back, someone brought us some soup. Amen. Maybe I won't say this, so. Amen. Brought us some, should I say it? Okay, someone brought us some soup. And I like soup, tomato soup with all them. Said, what it did, so I went through my freezer in the Frigidaire and had a lot of stuff in there that's been set back and all leftovers, you know, and said I just took it all and put it in a big pot and boiled it. And said it made some pretty good soup. I want to bring you some, y'all some. Amen. Well, at the very moment she says she went through and cleaned out the leftovers and all that, different things, and put in the soup, to me, that all of a sudden something turned off within me.
Yeah.
Amen. The soup didn't look good anymore. Amen. Now, I'll leave that story there.
Yeah.
But same thing with the word. Amen. You got to have fresh kill, like eagle. Eagle, they won't eat something that's already decayed to a certain point. They'll just leave it for the buzz. Amen. Because they love it. That's when they love it, see. Amen. When it's got that stinky smell to it. But eagle like fresh kill, fresh meat, fresh food. Amen. So I could say a lot of things along those lines, but this year, let's get this year, the great mystery. See, he brought back those. That's one of the mysteries. See, he brought those saints back, and they're here today.
Amen.
And I've told a story, Barbara has too, about how she was wondering about them, thinking about them, having fellowship with them or something. And all of a sudden, she went into something, and I tell you what, she really, really got blessed. She thought she was being raptured. She didn't know exactly what was happening, but she knew who it was, knew they knew her, and she knew them, and all these things. Hey, man, God let certain things happen. But how about Paul and all of them come and be with us? A lot of time my house get to, we're working out and get other things done, and the house, my wife has to let the house go for a little bit, and it's not dusted just right or something. And she said, I got to get this house straightened up. Said, what if Paul or some of them come? So I'd be in back. Amen. So this is real. We talk about it. We live it. And we don't look at it as some kind of imaginary thing. This is not imaginary. This is not a figment of some man's imagination that's been in the wilderness too long. Amen. But this is real. Amen. Word-based, Holy Ghost-based, Christ, that second part of that, them. Hallelujah. That's what we have become. We have become the physical body of that part of Christ. So he gave us the name Christ the Why. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we are. And we are a body of people. Amen. And the book of this body of people will be those that he brought back with him. Amen. Paul, when he said, we which are alive and remain, he in that we, he kind of, you get the thought that it might not be in all that many, see. But when you put them all together from all ages, even those that were in Paul's day, the virgin, and then spin it out through the church ages, all those that went to the grave and went up there where God had a place for them. And then he brought them back. Hallelujah, to hear a message, glorified, the message of glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah, and that's what we're hearing right now today. Amen. And so the great mystery is concerning the why, and there's so many of them, and I could take this same title for 6 weeks and bring in different parts and different facets of it, and it would be new, different mysteries. And when we get to thinking about Paul, that's one of the words he used quite often, which isolated him from the other apostles and other ministers. He spoke a mystery. Jesus spoke quite a bit about mystery. But then the rest of them don't talk too much about the apostle till God raised up an apostle and he gives him the job. Amen. He gives him the job of being the one to create a body. That body started creating back there, but it was virgin in that stage. But now, when the Lord Jesus come back to earth, hallelujah, the Christ part, amen. Now, Jesus himself don't come yet. Hallelujah. And I told you the story, and I'm not going to go over because time has run out on me. But that was a man said, I can prove to you by the Bible that Jesus don't come till after the tribulation. And there was a time in years gone by I would say, no, that's not right. He comes around. But the point is, Christ comes. Christ come and take on that by proxy. There's a marriage, you know. Hallelujah, the masculine and feminine part came, and there's a marriage together. Amen, that masculine part stays with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the marriage took place, we don't see him presented anymore as a mighty angel or as feet like flames of fire and all these things. Amen, but we see him as our husband on the throne, the great king, ready to, and we long to see him. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're the wife of the Lamb. So I'm going to have, instead of going in more into this right here, I believe it's getting some signals that it's time. It's time pretty much to close. So I tell you, the Lord's good, ain't he? Amen. So let me read my title again. The Great Mysteries Concerning the Wife of the Lamb. And there's many of them. But I want you to isolate that mystery of the two thems. And that them is just as real down here as that them in heaven. When I'm talking of Christ, that them part of Christ that's in heaven is just no different from except the male and female. The feminine part of that is in the earth today, and it's just as real. Amen. And the wife, she has that authority to go forth and speak the word. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll take these words, that you will use them for your glory. Amen. For your glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give all the glory to Jesus. Amen. The mysteries that he has kept secret. Why didn't he reveal unto Paul, the church age messengers, and all those? Why didn't he do that? No, he saved them for the married wife to fellowship with her. All right, Bob, we're going to sing
one
for
us here.
Amen.
We have moved from seeing Christ just as a spirit to seeing Christ the wife as glorified flesh and bones.
Yes,
so handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. No longer just in spirit, in this twinkling of an eye, 'cause I'm walking and I'm talking as the Lamb's wife, glorified and giving forth the water of life. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. We have moved from seeing Christ just as a spirit to seeing Christ the wife as glorified flesh and bones. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. No longer just in spirit, in this twinkling of an eye, 'cause I'm walking and I'm talking as the Lamb's wife, glorified and giving forth the water of life. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. So handle me and touch me. It is I, the real glorified wife. Oh, handle me and touch me.
Yes,
handle me and touch me. I'm flesh and bones, the real glorified wife. The real glorified wife.
Amen.
Praise
God. Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, that's a beautiful number. Amen. Along with the one that Barbara sung there at the beginning. And we appreciate the Lord. Appreciate these great mysteries. Amen. And the good thing about it, we're made so that we want mysteries. Amen. The real mysteries of the God that God has hid since the foundation of the world. And I'll tell you one thing, there's still things in the treasure house they hadn't brought out yet. Amen. Some of them won't be brought out till maybe sometime through the millennium, maybe even back then. But as we get up and go, stay while the tribulation going on down here on the earth, said in the week of Daniel. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Sometimes we might get lonesome for the fellowship of the saints of like precious faith, you know, which would be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And just to sit and talk with them and enjoy the fellowship. Well, I'll tell you what, there's coming a time when you're going to have all you want to talk to and talk about. And they'll be interested, and they'll tell you the story of how they got here and all those things. And we're going to have a jubilee. Amen. But we're one in Him. Glory to God. So wonderful. So wonderful to know Him. Praise the Lord. Well, thank God for all these good things. Amen. That goes beyond human understandings. Hallelujah. If this was preached years ago, the two thems, and we would say that person is absolutely insane. Some people may think that. And them being here, see, those are some of the things that is revealed of more recent years, see, and some in recent weeks and recent days and recent time. Amen. In the moment and in the twinkling of an eye, as we come to the end of it, we've come to the fullness. Amen. Yes. Amen. And the full strength of it. See, that's the thing. Hallelujah. Where that we can talk about the old Pentecostal stories. Amen. Well, I tell you, we got something to talk about too. Amen. Hallelujah. How the great things took place. Well, I don't think there's anything greater taking place than this. Hallelujah. In the miracle realm, God will take care of them also. Bless the name of the Lord. All right. All right. Praise God. Amen. If there's nothing else to be said, amen. We will just go ahead and close out today. And we pray that this has been a blessing. And may God keep His blessing upon us throughout the day, throughout tomorrow, and throughout the week. As long as He lets us stay here without rapturing us away, His blessing's upon us. So God bless each one of you. Amen. Amen.